1 Timothy 1:5. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. What kind of heart but a pure heart? What kind of conscience but a good conscience? And what kind of faith but sincere faith? And that is sincere faith, like David said in Psalm 9:1, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, meaning he was all in, with nothing holding back. Godly sincerity is a character trait of the righteous, and that is being sincere in more than a good way, but in a God way. The dictionary describes it as being free from deceit, hypocrisy, or falseness. Now, that's a good definition, I suppose. But I find God has a much larger idea of sincerity, which extends beyond not having negative attributes, but is a powerful heart posture which positively influences all those around us. Joshua 24:14. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. The way the word sincerity is used there, it means to serve the Lord in completeness, from edge to edge of your mind and heart, completely from river to rim in your entirety. Do you see how it's so much more than merely not being deceitful or false? God's idea of sincerity is connected to being faithful and having integrity. Integrity? What is integrity? Integrity is a very, very close relative to our word of the day, sincerity. In fact, sincerity and being sincere is a derivative of the noun integrity. Integrity is what we've got, and sincerity is how you do it. Sort of like saying the phrase, blue car. Car is the noun or the what, and blue describes the car, the how. And I put it that way to show that sincerity is born from our integrity, sort of like a picture of a parent-child relationship. If you find sincerity, integrity is around there close by. And if you find integrity, sincerity is there also. In Psalm 78:72, where it says, with upright heart he shepherded them and guided them with his skillful hand. The upright heart part is Asaph, the writer of this particular psalm, pointing out David's completeness or integrity and sincerity. God's idea of sincerity naturally leans towards what is sound and upright. For God's people to be sincere is to be complete. Colossians 2:9-10. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. We are complete in Christ in our entirety, possessing unswerving faithfulness to serve the Lord in our all in all, or in our Alephtav. Altogether, from beginning to end, from the first to the last letter comprising our alphabet, which builds the words, which comprise the sentences, which make together the paragraphs, telling the story of the Lord and ourselves with respect to him. Godly sincerity is completeness in Christ as you and him as one, as in you and him as one person. In Colossians 3:22, the word sincerity is used, but it comes with a new perspective in addition to being complete, where it says, not by way of eye service or people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. The way Paul used sincerity of heart is in the sense of such devotion It points directly to the heart posture and mental framework of heroes, as in someone with singleness of heart, possessing noble simplicity, is generous, and has something left over for others. Now, maybe that's a bit complicated, but the point is, with our godly sincerity, from God's perspective, there grows the stuff of heroes. This is actually pretty big for a word we so often take for granted. God has a much bigger view, though, as usual. Titus 2, 7-8. Show yourself in all respects to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show sincerity, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be condemned. Paul tied sincerity to beautiful and virtuous actions, possessing God-given honor over seeking our own preeminence. He tied sincerity to righteous motives expressed in our daily dialogue, that our conduct is true, earnest, and just from God's perspective. We ponder the motives of other people when we ask, "Is that person sincere in their promises?" In other words, are they good for their word? Is their motive genuine and trustworthy? When we say,
"In all sincerity,"
we are generally saying, "I really mean this with all my heart." So, what is the opposite of sincerity but superficiality? Being sincere is being complete. Superficial is incomplete. Sincere is reliable uprightness, and superficial is unreliable shaky ground. Sincerity runs into the fire to save others. Superficiality runs away and yells over its shoulder,
"Save yourselves, I've got stuff to do."
Sincerity has a devoted heart edge to edge. Superficiality is devoted to its own well-being and makes sure to never completely commit to anything too much. Sincerity never allows itself to succumb to the pressure of lip service. Superficiality thrives in eye service, public opinion, and people-pleasing. Sincerity is a mile wide and a mile deep. Superficiality is an inch wide and an inch deep. Sincerity and superficiality can often look the same. They both carry a Bible. They both tithe. They both outwardly pray and go to church. But as we all know, carrying a Bible, tithing, and going to church are not indicators of an upright heart. Hell is full of people that carried a Bible, tithed, and went to church. Sincerity speaks of maturity, and superficiality has developed the Christian life into a series of mundane routines that look and sound good, but never really develop any roots or depth. Scripture describes Job as being blameless, with blameless also being translatable to being upright and sincere. According to the Lord, Job's heart, edge to edge, from river to rim, was upright before the Lord. He wasn't sincere in the sense of the modern-day dictionary, which lists things to be free from, but larger in the sense of attributes to attain to. Did you get that? I'm going to say it again. He wasn't sincere in the sense of the modern-day dictionary, which lists things to be free from, but larger in the sense of attributes to attain to. Sincere as in being fully committed to the purposes of the Lord with our entire person, as in Matthew 22:37. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, all your breathing, all your feeling, and all your thinking." Sincere. What do you think? And, of course, thank you for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.